You're listening to Morning Ireland with Audrey Carvel and Brian Dobson. The 8 o'clock news is read now by Brian Jennings.
The acting chief medical officer has raised concerns about the level of COVID-19 in counties Louth, Donegal and Waterford. While the focus has been on Dublin, Dr. Ronan Glynn said that everyone, but especially people in these three counties, needs to do all they can to help stop the transmission of the virus. Laura Hogan reports.
The highest number of new COVID-19 cases here in the last 4 months came at the weekend. 396 new cases of the virus were reported on Sunday. 241 of these are in Dublin, while the remaining 155 are in 22 other counties. The acting chief medical officer, Dr. Ronan Glynn, has said that while the focus has been on Dublin, most other counties are also seeing an increase in the virus, and that the level of COVID-19 in Louth, Donegal and Waterford in particular is already high and continuing to rise fast. Dr. Glynn said it's vital for everyone, but especially people in these three counties, to do all they can to stop the spread of the virus, and that regardless of where you live, everyone should try to cut their contacts in half over the coming week. The Minister for Health, Stephen Donnelly, has confirmed that the HSE will receive a €3.8 million grant from the EU that will be used to pay for some of the cost of transporting PPE and other equipment here from outside Europe between April and July.
Publicans outside Dublin are making final preparations ahead of the lifting of restrictions on bars outside the capital today. Pubs not serving food will be permitted to open for the first time since mid-March. Due to the ongoing pandemic, operations will resume under strict guidelines. In Dublin, all bars not serving food remain closed. New restrictions introduced at the weekend also saw the shutdown of indoor dining in pubs and restaurants in the capital for the next 3 weeks. On this programme, Professor Mary Horgan, President of the Royal College of Physicians, said she didn't think there was a risk of mixed messaging. Professor Horgan said the situation would be closely monitored and there would be ongoing surveillance of any outbreaks, but it was important that people followed guidance.
Every single listener here this morning knows somebody who's in a vulnerable group. And vulnerable groups is not just a frail older person. It's our families and friends who've got diabetes, who've got chronic heart disease, chronic respiratory disease, cancer. Every single person has somebody in that group. And it's the onus is on us to protect that vulnerable group by following the guidelines and trying to get the country up and running again.
Gardaí are investigating a road incident on the N7 in West Dublin early today, in which one person was killed. Gardaí say two cars were involved in a head-on collision on a section of carriageway at around 12:30 near the Green Isle Hotel. The driver of one of the cars was killed. One person in the other vehicle was seriously injured. The incident has been referred to the Garda Ombudsman Commission as a Garda patrol car had an interaction with one of the cars. Leaked documents have revealed how criminals and Russian oligarchs used banks in Western countries to launder money and avoid sanctions. Most of the information has come from files sent to regulators in the United States. The secret documents show that many banks in the UK, the US, Germany and the United Arab Emirates were suspicious of many of the transactions but failed to act. Here, Gardaí and banks are warning of an increase in the incidence of so-called money muling. The industry estimates more than €12 million has been laundered using so-called money mules so far this year in as many as 1,000 incidents of the fraud. Money muling involves people allowing their bank account to be used by criminals to have money lodged into it in exchange for a small portion of the funds. Here's our consumer affairs correspondent, Fran McNulty.
In recent months, many bank customers have been hit by so-called smishing scams, where they received a text message which appeared to be from their bank but was instead from fraudsters who duped them into transferring funds. The Banking and Payments Federation says €12 million has moved through Irish bank accounts so far this year using money mules. Often the money robbed from consumers by the criminal gangs is then transferred into the bank accounts of teenagers who facilitate the fraud for a small portion of what was stolen. Gardaí have told RTE News that in one investigation into the theft of €1.5 million from customers of an Irish bank, more than 50 money mules helped criminals launder the stolen money, one of them as young as 16. Parents are being urged today to speak to their children about the risk of being targeted either in school, college or on social media.
The 75th anniversary of the establishment of the United Nations will be marked today with events and speeches in New York. The 193 member countries have signed up to a joint declaration pledging to reinvigorate multinational cooperation. Due to coronavirus restrictions, this week's General Assembly will see world leaders delivering recorded speeches by video link. This year's Emmy Television Awards have taken place virtually in a largely empty theatre in Los Angeles. The Canadian comedy Schitt's Creek, the dark superhero series Watchmen, and the media drama Succession were the major winners. Now the time is coming up to 7 minutes past 8.
RT Radio 1 weather with Ulster Bank. Thinking of switching your mortgage? The Ulster Bank mortgage team are available to talk. Hail, rain or shine.
Mist will gradually clear this morning, leaving a dry day with good sunny spells in most areas. Remaining cloudy in parts of the northwest, highest temperatures 15 to 21 degrees, warmest in the south and southeast.